July 1. A sympathizing Savior. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again ye may rejoice. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death. Philippians 2:28-30. The Apostle Paul, who had received many revelations from the Lord, met difficulties from various sources, and amidst all his conflicts and discouragements, he did not lose his trust and confidence in God. Under the special tuition of the Holy Spirit, his judgment was purified, refined, elevated, sanctified. The devisings of human beings and of the enemy against him were to him a means of discipline and education, and he declares that thus he gained most excellent knowledge, because he made the Lord Jesus his dependence. Yea, doubtless, he declares, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. Philippians 3:8. Jesus feels every pang of sorrow felt by those who are consecrated to his service, and who under great difficulties are doing his work. Let us dwell upon the love of Jesus, that we may have courage and faith. The Lord lives and reigns. There will be wise advisors who will try to confuse us, but let us look to Jesus and trust in him at all times. He has been our helper, and he will continue to be our helper. I am sometimes greatly perplexed to know what to do, but I will not be depressed. I am determined to bring all the sunshine into my life that I possibly can. The debt that I incurred in trying to advance the cause of God sometimes worries me. I became involved in debt in trying to push forward the work in Australia. The publication of Desire of Ages was a heavy expense, and I still owe the publishing houses something. The house I now live in was paid for with borrowed money. I am just as willing to dispose of my place as I was to buy it. I have no abiding place in this world. When the Lord says, go and build up the work in new places, I shall gladly go. My trust is unwavering. I am not discouraged, because I can hold to the hand of Christ. Let us be always cheerful, that others may not catch from us the spirit of discouragement. Letter 127, July 1, 1903, to Elder S. N. Haskell, for long years an associate worker of Ellen White's, at the time working in city evangelism.